Well, there are summer trips and then there are adventures. For a middle school science teacher, Christina Verison, the Arctic may rank as one of the best vacations she never planned. Last month, she found herself aboard the National Geographic Explorer as part of a competitive professional development opportunity. In the 8 years of the Grosvenor Teacher Fellowship Program, she is the only educator ever selected from Hawaii. The experience changed her perspective and her lesson plans, and Christina Verison is getting ready to start a new year, but joining us now for some insight for some other science teachers who might just be finding themselves in the very same position, hopefully sometime soon. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Beth Ann. It's wonderful to be here.
You have had an absolutely enviable experience in being able to be so close and so present in a place where most people will never, ever, ever go.
Yeah, I think that's what was most appealing about this program. Like you said, you are going to these remote, pristine places that most people don't get the opportunity to explore. The Grosvenor Teacher Fellowship, you know, sponsored by National Geographic and Lindblad Expeditions, as part of their larger partnerships, takes guests aboard the National Geographic Explorer to places all over the world. And as part of the fellowship, they offer teachers a cabin on the ship and the chance to learn from National Geographic photographers and naturalists and record their adventures and document the trip and take all of these resources back to the classroom. I was fortunate enough to be on a voyage, like you said, to the Arctic. I was an Arctic Svalbard. So this is an island group about halfway between continental Norway and the North Pole. So like you said, experiencing the high Arctic, such a different environment than Hawaii, and really sort of harsh, sparse, and beautiful in a unique way.
How much did you actually get to participate? You mentioned, you know, mm-hmm. documenting all of this, but were you actually involved in any research?
It's not a research vessel. It is sort of a voyage for guests. And so we were involved in all the activities that the guests were participating in. And these would be guest speakers and kayaking excursions, hiking the tundra. So yes, I participated in all aspects of the voyage. It was a great learning experience.
Were you able to do any research on your own?
I was actually. Being a science teacher, I did take opportunity to collect some data. I got the opportunity to also do a plankton tow while I was up there. So how we'd shuttle from the larger ship to shore was on the Zodiac boats. So one day I was able to tow for plankton and then look at the microscopic life under a microscope and take images that I'm bringing back to my classroom, because that's one of the lab investigations I do with my students here. So I wanted, you know, a point of comparison. So it was great because I was looking at life up in the Arctic, you know, on this micro level, but of course also the macro, right? The wildlife up in Svalbard is spectacular.
And we have a couple of your shots that we're going to be posting on our Facebook page. What was that like for you when you were trying to process being there and what you wanted to be able to capture to bring back to your classroom in a way that would be meaningful to a middle school student?
I guess more than anything, I just wanted to explore with all my senses and be really present up in the Arctic and take in as much as I can. You know, there's so many moments on the expedition where I was thinking that to myself, you know, how am I going to translate this to my students? How am I going to tell this story from the Arctic? You know, there was one day when the Explorer was cruising past the third largest ice cap in the world, actually, Austfana. So we're just looking up at this massive tidewater glacier, just a wall of ice. And, you know, you can just hear it crackling. The air is so fresh, looking at the subtle color variations of whites and blues in the ice. And, you know, just so humbled by that experience, but at the same time, you know, empowered in a way like, wow, I, as an individual, you know, living in Hawaii, have an impact on this region, you know, all the way across the world. And I do want to impart that to my students, is having them, first of all, think of themselves as explorers here in Hawaii and really observe the landscape around them, and also get a larger sense of, you know, get a global perspective for their place in the world and their ability to impact their local community and also these remote polar regions, which we all depend on. And
but, you know, as a lot of us who've been around middle schoolers know, you know, being humble is not really something that they're terribly good at. Humility is not quite yet really within their grasp in that sort of way. How do you bring that, which was so much of an impact on you, and make that relevant to them, to where they can feel some of that? Is that just beyond the beyond right now for them, given where they are?
I know what you mean, that humility might be hard to sort of foster, but think of the sense of self and the sense of empowerment, I think, at the middle school level might be something I can leverage, right? It's all about them, and they have an impact, right, personally, and they can connect with other people. You know, they're quite social, so how can they connect with other people and really make a difference? So that's something I would like to explore a little bit more in my classroom.
In your classroom, they will be able to get some of this. What about other classrooms as you are networking with other science teachers who obviously have never been able to experience this and may never be able to experience what you were lucky enough to have this summer?
Yeah, I definitely want to share my experience with other teachers. I do plan on presenting about my expedition at the Hawaii Association of Science Teachers Conference in September. And I hope that more science teachers from Hawaii do apply for the program. And not only science teachers, this Grosvenor Teacher Fellowship is offered to K-12 teachers from U.S. and Canada, any discipline, as long as you're committed to teaching students about the world.
You obviously are. Thanks very much for coming in with us this morning, and many congratulations.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Christina Verasani is a Star of the Sea middle school science teacher. She was one of only 25 teachers selected from across Canada and the U.S. for this summer's Arctic voyage, and she's the only teacher from Hawaii to be invited to attend in the program's 8-year history.